Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Now, last time, I discussed the terrible conditions in the Mythos system, particularly on Dwyn. Well, whilst I was here, I did some digging, as I want to do. So, in 2431, asteroids bombarded the planet Dwyn. It is common knowledge that these asteroids came from within the Mythos asteroid belt. What, according to the publicly announced story, is unknown, is why. After all, the system's gas giant is significantly closer to the asteroid belt than Dwyn, and regularly catches wayward asteroids within its gravity well. It is the belief among many here on Dwyn that the disaster was not the natural accident that the authorities would like us to believe it to be, but was in fact perpetuated by the Sword. Now, that is a name that you may not have heard in a while, my friends. The Sword movement, as you recall, believe that we should be returning to Earth, or at least have Earth rule over us as a species once again. They assassinated the leadership of the initiative after the fall of Earth, and it is well known that they instigated the Sovereign Colonies conflict in an attempt to destabilise the government. Now, we all know that I am no fan of the initiative's governing bodies, but I do not approve of terrorism. The initiative needs to be reformed, but the people that live here, people like yourselves, are hard working and true, and targeting them is unacceptable. If anything, terrorists act like the destruction of Dwyn, as is patently obvious, do not destabilise the government. They harm the people and allow the government to crack down even harder. So I came here, discovered that the Sword were behind this disaster. And I did that within only a few days of being planetside. So if I can discover it, then the powers of be must surely know. I put in a few calls and talked to a couple of contacts within the system, and the truth of the matter is that the authorities here do know all of this. In fact, in the official records, the Dwyn disaster is classified as a terrorist incident. And yet, they've done nothing about it. How odd is that, ladies and gentlemen? A terrorist group attacks a colony, causes widespread damage, leaves the system in chaos for the best part of a century. And our esteemed leaders, knowing who is responsible, have done nothing. Well, I say it's odd. It's not odd at all, really. This is a pattern that we've seen over and over again. If it's not the core worlds, it's not important. Well, I did some digging, and there is evidence. Admittedly, it is circumstantial, but it was worth pursuing. Evidence that the Sword movement is being funded by some entity with significant resources. After all, they were able to not only capture and tow asteroids out of their orbit, they were able to do enough of them to cause significant damage. My initial thoughts was that this funding was coming from within the initiative itself, perhaps a splinter faction. But looking into it further, it seems as though the money is coming from outside of the initiative. Seemingly, from the Empire of Tensor. That's right, you heard it. The Empire of Tensor, at least in this situation, funded the Sword. Specifically, so they could conduct a terrorist attack upon the initiative. So this is why the government is doing nothing. Not simply because they don't care. And they don't, let's be clear about that. but because it will be a diplomatic incident. How brilliant is that, guys? The death of thousands has been written off as a diplomatic incident and buried under bureaucratic red tape. Now, I'm sure many of you are thinking that I've gone a little bit far this time with my speculations, and I've pulled a thread until it's unravelled. However, bear with me. You are all aware, and you've all seen the efforts put in by the Empire's new low-gravity sports teams. And they represent a new channel into life on Tensor that has not previously been open. I've been able to speak to the members of the support team from these teams. Being circumspect, I obviously did not outright accuse them of being terrorists, but I asked pertinent questions, and I discovered that within the Empire of Tensor, there is an organisation, a military arm run by a consortium of ruling families that act as the Empire's exploratory force, though with very little restrictions on their activities. They go out into space and have pretty much free rein to survey worlds for the expansion of the Empire. This is all well and good. We have the Ranger Exploration Corps, which does very similar things. What did catch my attention, though, about was the name of this organisation. This organisation is called the Sword of the Empire. The Sword of the Empire. Why sword? Humans haven't used swords as a symbol for martial prowess for hundreds of years. And even then, symbology still places the spear as being a symbol for forward movement. Now, I cannot get to tense myself for the moment. I cannot probe this further. But I'm not sure this is that occluded. After a couple of centuries of not being heard of, the sword appear to instigate the sovereign colonies conflict and then disappear, only to rise again 200 years later to conduct a terrorist attack on Dwym. In between these times, we never hear of them. Now, a terrorist organisation would have to continually gain funds and recruit members. And to do that, they need to be seen. They need to be heard of. Unless, of course, they are not a terrorist organisation. At least not anymore. But are, in fact, a black ops unit using terrorism as a cover for their activities. This idea would fit the facts we know much better. But it does raise some worrying thoughts. What is the Empire's ultimate purpose here? And how much does the Intelligence Directorate know? And, what is worse, the idea that the Intelligence Directorate is so incompetent that they don't know about this, or the idea that they know but are doing nothing about it? That really is the question. Ciao.